Welcome to the 2 Minute Shift. 2 minutes of wisdom to help you pause, reflect, and move forward. One thing that I think most of us agree on is that life is hard. Life is full of obstacles, those that we expect, and then we have the unexpected. Of course, we expect to pay bills, take care of our obligations and families, but not many of us are prepared for the unexpected. And how could we be? That's why when I move around, I do the best that I can to lead with grace, because you have no idea what other people are carrying, what they may be dealing with, or the fact they may actually be suffering in silence. Maybe they haven't told anybody about what they're going through. So if they're a little short with you, or people may have an attitude, or they may withdraw, lead with grace because you have no idea what they're carrying. On top of that, many of us are dealing with childhood trauma that we have not even tapped into yet to even try to heal. And if you're anything like me, in my life, I was waiting on the person that hurt me to actually come back and heal me. But if I think about that logically, are they really prepared to come back and actually heal me if they have the weapons to hurt me? Is that their job? So instead, I shifted my focus and decided to use my pain as my paint. So I write, I speak, I do music, and I talk about what I went through, not realizing that other people are going through the same things and they needed to hear that. So writers, you have something to write about. Speakers, you have something to speak about. Counselors, you have a story that people can relate to. And leaders, now you have a story that makes people want to follow you because they know that you're real. So instead of looking at that pain and waiting on that person to come heal you, use your pain as your paint. You'll be surprised at the results.